In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week I reminded you that we Christians are an Easter people. What though does resurrection mean to you? Is it an historical event that happened to Jesus on that first Easter day? Is it something to look forward to after we die or at the Last Judgment perhaps? Or is it something that is happening around us all the time? As Easter people, we have to answer all of the above. Today's reading from John 21 tells us about how resurrection happened for Peter, and it teaches us too how we can experience resurrection for ourselves here and now. This conversation between Peter and the risen Jesus takes place at the Sea of Galilee. Peter and the others have been fishing. They are back where they started, where they first met Jesus. They go back and they remember times spent together. To do that is an important part of the bereavement process, of coming to terms with your loss. But as we shall see, loss is not the only thing Peter has to come to terms with. Because loss is not just something he needs to come to terms with and get sorted out. Loss actually becomes for him the means to new life, to resurrection. The first meeting at the Sea of Galilee was when Jesus called Peter to be part of his fellowship of disciples. "Follow me," he said to him. And at this later meeting, he also says to Peter, "Follow me." And before that, he gives him that instruction, "Feed my sheep." It's a kind of confirmation of that earlier call. Indeed, it's a kind of ordination to priestly ministry. John's accounts of the resurrection make it quite clear that the risen Jesus is instituting a new priesthood for his church. As the disciples had Jesus at their head, so this new church will need priests. On the first Easter morning, Peter goes alone into the empty tomb, just like the high priest in the temple went alone into the Holy of Holies, that empty room. And then in the upper room on the same day, the risen Jesus gives his apostles the power to forgive sins. Sacrifice, feed, forgive. A new priesthood and new sacraments are coming into being out of the ruins of the old covenant. When I think back to my own ordination as a priest, nearly 25 years ago now, I remember that feeling of having entered into a new life. What I am now, I was not before. And it came home to me most forcibly on the next day at my first Mass, saying for the first time the words of absolution. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Those words in the upper room now made personal. forgiveness made personal was also Peter's experience at the lakeside. Jesus' question, "Do you love me?" It's repeated 3 times. Here is another memory to be dealt with. There is a fire burning on the lakeshore, as there was in the high priest's courtyard when Jesus was taken in for questioning. On that occasion too, Peter was asked 3 times. But as we all know, on that occasion he failed badly. He denied Jesus. And now he is back there with this threefold question. Do you love me? This too is part of the bereavement process. When someone dies, there is always unfinished business. Things we wish we had said, and things we wish we hadn't said. You need to go back and deal with this so that it cannot get hold of you and leave you stuck in shame or bitterness or resentment. For that is the way to a living death, not life out of death. Confront the situation and see Jesus there with you. We have to do it just as Peter had to do it. See Jesus there, the crucified and risen Lord. Look at the wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. Then consider your own feelings, shame, anger, hurt. And again, consider Jesus, bearing his wounds, but now risen. Hear his question, "Do you love me?" What does it mean to you in that situation where you are? It may take several attempts, many even, but in time, the negative feelings will slip away and you will be set free. If you find it difficult to do on your own, then you can turn and ask a priest to be the other person in the conversation. We call it confession, and the Church has offered it in obedience to her biblical teaching throughout the centuries. For Peter to confront his moment of shame and to be given the chance to deal with it by saying, "Lord, you know that I love you." That is his moment of resurrection. He is raised up, forgiven, set free. Set free to feed the sheep that are now being given to him. Thinking of the contrast between the fire in the courtyard and the fire on the lakeshore, a picture of shame and a place of new life. Let me finish with a phrase from the Eucharistic prayer in the Scottish liturgy. Words that speak powerfully to me of how we too can experience what Peter felt at the lakeside. May we be kindled with the fire of your love and renewed for the service of your kingdom. Amen.